Live from NHPR News, I'm Rick Ganley. The New Hampshire Senate voted along party lines yesterday to advance a bill codifying parental rights in education.
Senator Rochefort.
Yes.
Senator Lange.
Yes.
Senator McConkie.
Yes.
Senator Waters.
No.
Senator
Republicans,
Prentice,
including Governor Kelly Ayotte, are prioritizing parental rights legislation this session. Democrats argue that forcing teachers to disclose information that students may have shared in confidence could put some kids at risk. Under the bill in the Senate Thursday, schools would withhold information from parents only when there was, quote, clear and convincing evidence that the child would be harmed by its disclosure. A separate parental rights bill is also pending in the New Hampshire House. Some immigrants from Haiti and Venezuela are evaluating their next steps after Homeland Security Director Kristi Noem changed the rules for immigrants with temporary protected status, or TPS. Noem got rid of the program for recipients from Venezuela and shortened the time frame for people from Haiti until this August. Henry Harris leads the Manchester office of the International Institute of New England. He said this measure could affect the safety of about 50 of the Institute's Haitian clients if they have to go back to a country that's undergoing turmoil.
To shut it down quickly with no kind of other option it's really putting people at risk because there's really nowhere to, it's not safe to go back.
New Hampshire has about 560 TPS recipients, according to the latest available data. In nearby Massachusetts, several nonprofit organizations are joining a lawsuit against the Trump administration in the hopes of having TPS extended. State health officials have confirmed a case of tuberculosis in an adult who recently spent time in a Manchester homeless shelter. The Department of Health and Human Services told WMUR that the person is being treated and is no longer at the shelter. They also said the risk to the greater community is low. Tuberculosis is a bacterial disease that spreads through the air. It typically affects the lungs, causing persistent cough, chest pain, and other symptoms that can prove fatal if not treated, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Over the past decade, the state has averaged about a dozen cases of tuberculosis each year. In sports, as trade speculation continues for Bruins captain Brad Marchand, the losses keep piling up. Boston fell to Carolina last night, 3-2. The Celtics, on the other hand, have won three in a row. They took a 123-105 win over the 76ers last night. Our forecast, a mix of sun and clouds today, some snow showers this morning over the North Country. We'll see gusty winds just about everywhere, 25 to 40 this afternoon. Cloudy tonight, a few snow showers again breaking out in the north, partly cloudy elsewhere, breezy, 15 to 25. Partly sunny Saturday, but still blustery, 25 to 40, could be some mountain snow showers. Sunday, we'll see some morning sunshine with afternoon clouds, a little milder, 30s to the mid-40s on Sunday.